Please fuck me now. I'm sure you have someplace to be later. No more foreplay. Let's skip straight to the fucking. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's just that things are a little behind schedule. Never mind what schedule. Just keep making love to me. Let's play a game, lover. It's a silly game, but humor me. Oh, see if you can make us both come right at 3 past the hour. Does that give you enough time? Oh, you like a challenge. Oh, yes, you do. And I like you liking a challenge. Oh, 2 minutes to go, babe. And I don't know if you're gonna do it for me. Oh, pro tip. The small of my back is very sensitive. As is my neck. Oh, that's it. Oh, you're definitely making up for lost time. Oh, lost time. How appropriate. No, I was just mumbling. Oh, it's almost time. Oh, please come in me. Oh, it's important that you do. Thank you, baby. I needed an orgasm like that. Men aren't quite like you where I'm from. And sorry for scratching your back. Fuck. No, it's nothing you did. It's something I did, and I'm trying to fix it. Oh, but there's so little time. And the potential devastation. Oh, I don't want to think about it. Well, we're screwed at this point anyway, so I'm going off script. Quick explanation here. I'm not the girl you were supposed to fuck tonight. It was supposed to be the cute redhead. She was supposed to spill her drink on you a few minutes before I did. But by ordering my drink at the bar before her, I accidentally delayed her so that her path didn't intersect yours. You like me better. That's flattering, but irrelevant, at least to our current problem. Although I do find myself attracted to you as well, if that makes you feel better. Okay, even more basic explanation here. I'm a time traveler. I've spent years studying this time period, the culture, the way people speak, the old-fashioned male-female dynamic. I was chosen for this time frame based on what might be considered personality flaws and my own time, but make me fit in here. When something goes wrong, myself or someone else gets sent back to fix them. Sometimes events go wrong by themselves, and other times they go wrong because someone did something. I was sent back to prevent a change to this timeline. A huge change. But it was a paradox. My traveling back to prevent the time change is what prompted the time change in the first place. I can see you don't believe me. Look out that window, then. The traffic is fine. It's not stopped. Time is. I put us in a time bubble because we needed a few more minutes. Now, can we talk? Let me explain some more now. The cute redhead spills her drink on you. She apologizes, then flirts. Then the two of you get a hotel room, which is exactly what we ended up doing as I tried to keep the time flow progressing. Then you and Miss Redhead were supposed to have sex, so that's what we did too, to try and keep history moving in the right way. We both finished at 5 past the hour. I even scratched your back like she was supposed to. But the future is fucked right now. I can't even communicate with my base, which means it's horribly bad. Oh, but I can use my tech implants to try to figure out what we're trying to lead you to do that's so important. I can only see a little bit forward into some of the likely timelines, and the original timeline. That's how I knew about the sex, but nothing afterward. But now we're further along. There. She tells you she's hungry. You both want Chinese, and you know a takeout place nearby. You go there, and... damn, it cuts out. Searching history files for the restaurant. Nothing special about it. Except... holy shit! She's working there as a cashier. Barely recognizable at this age. You probably know her from eating there before, but everyone learns about her in the future. This has to be it. Cross-referencing. Oh, this is bad. This is the day some kid tries to rob the restaurant. Her memoirs say her close brush with death changed her, gave her the resolve to do everything she did. She lives because someone took the bullet for her. You. My implants didn't recognize you because it's based on facial recognition, and the only picture in our database of you is... after. Sorry. But you need to save this woman. I can see why our future is lost without her, and... unfortunately, you need to die in the process. It sets the example that defines the rest of her life, and she defines the future. I have no right to ask this of you, nor can I compel you to do it. If you don't do it, you go about your life. Things will go to hell for everyone in a bit without her, but before that, you'd have decades of living. But if things don't happen the way history says they're supposed to, she dies now. Billions die later. I can't maintain this time bubble anymore. You have to decide now. It has to be your decision, though. Your choice. You're a good man. A girl like me could really fall for someone like you. But I'll never see you like this again. Oh, but the probabilities are altering. My future is out there now, faintly, like a ghost. You're at least considering it. I guess that's all I can ask for. I need to leave now. My own timeline is too weak now to keep me back here. No, there's no sense in me getting dressed. The clothes wouldn't come with. Only stuff inside me, like my cybernetics, or very close to me when I leave. What kind of future I return to, or if I even exist at all, depends on you. Can you hear me? Wake up. Wake up, please. It's okay. Your face is fine. It's brand new, just like the rest of your body. We cloned you a new one from some of your skin cells I brought back under my fingernails. Your original body is still back there in the past. Like I told you, we can't move stuff like that back with us. Energy is another thing, and your consciousness, your soul, it's all energy. Energy that we could download from your body between the pull of a trigger and the impact of a bullet. When your body died, it was already empty. It was insanely expensive and broke all kinds of rules. But once I spread your story around, public outcry demanded they do it. I'm so sorry. I couldn't tell you back then. I wasn't even sure it would work. And your death, it had to be a truly selfless sacrifice for the timeline to be mended. Your knowing we might be able to save you could have changed everything. So, yes, things here in the future are good. Great, to be honest. The timeline actually got better than it was before. Originally, you gave your life out of instinct. This future is one where you gave it as a conscious choice. You've made a better future for us all. Except, this isn't your future anymore. This is your present. I can also be your present, and your future, if that's your choice. This isn't part of a mission this time. I'm officially retired from time travel. So when we make love now, it won't be for business. It will be for pleasure. Now, let's put this new body of yours to the test. Oh, it's been over a century since you were last in me. Months for me, and less than an hour for you. Far too long in any case. All I had of you when I came back was some skin cells and your cum. Oh, now I have all of you. Oh, everything is definitely working so far. Oh, but let's try some more vigorous testing. Oh, that's it. Oh, just like that. Body may be new, but that's definitely the same man I fell in love with in the past. Marry you? Nobody gets married anymore. That's an outdated romantic notion from the past. And you've known me for only an hour or two of your time. But I've been waiting forever for you to ask.